Gracious Father, we thank you tonight. You give us the privilege to come before you and your word that is alive, and that we have people here in Darrell and around the world tune in. We thank you that you will speak to us and give us direction. May you give me utterance, unlimited revelation tonight. And I thank you, the answers are there. And we praise you and honor your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In Luke Gospel, chapter 17, Luke Gospel. Verses 5 and 6. I was thinking about something my dad said some years ago. He had a camp meeting coming up. I want you to read between lines. He had a camp meeting coming up, and right before the camp meeting, God gave him a revelation or a vision. And he said to the Lord, "Why you didn't show me that earlier?" He said, "I didn't want it advertised, and I didn't want people to be there just who didn't want to come." Now, something happened to me there, because I learned that lesson. So I'm not going to fuss at you about who not yet. Because who here is supposed to be here? Yeah, amen, amen. In Luke 17, 5, and the apostle said unto the Lord, now underline this, increase our faith. You see what they said? The apostle said that. The apostles. We all need help. Said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Now, what are you saying? That if you had faith in action, see, incubated faith doesn't work. Go to Mark now, Mark chapter 9, Mark chapter 9, Mark chapter 9. Now, I'll tell you what the lesson we want to learn tonight about faith. The Lord told me to do a lot of teaching on faith. I got to do a lot of teaching on faith. We think we know it, but there's a lot we don't know. I know there's a lot I don't know, and I want to know all. I want to know more, you know. Mark chapter 9. Now, I want you to notice this. That was the apostle. Here's a man who had a problem with his child, and he brought him to the disciples, and the disciples didn't do nothing about it. But in verse 23, Jesus said unto him, Mark 9, 23, look what he said to them, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, most of us know that verse, but the next verse teaches a lesson. Verse 24 teaches a lesson. Turn that air conditioner down before we freeze, man. No more than 9 of us are in here. 23, verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Look what else he said. Now you see, we don't want to go no further. But we're human. We got to go to the last part of that voice. Yeah. We got to go to the last part of that voice. You know, say, that's not me. Oh, yeah. All of us. Help thy mind unbelief. He said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You see, I really want you to, I need help. You always need help when you're operating in faith. Now, one more verse, and then I'll tell you what we're going to teach tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'd make a statement that is new to me after reading this verse. I hope it'd be a blessing to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Chapter 13, verse 13. And now by this faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Now we emphasize on the greatest of these is charity. But actually in that verse, is the trinity of divinity for your faith. Because if you don't have no hope, your faith not gonna work. Matter of fact, your faith is impotent without hope. And then faith and hope can't work without love. So you need all three. See, fill my faith. Fill me with faith, fill me with hope, fill me with love. I need all three. Now, there's a lot of accomplishment will be done just from that statement. But we're going to talk about and teach you tonight ever-increasing faith victory.
Yes.
Having victory after victory after victory. But note this. This will not happen automatic. But it's available to you at all times as a child of God.
Yes.
Got it? Will not happen automatic. Ever-increasing faith victory. You must know how to develop your heart in this kind of faith. And then I just told you, you must know the trinity of ever-increasing faith. What is the trinity of ever-increasing faith? Faith, hope, and love. See, now you watch the Lord, watch the scriptures. The scriptures operate in trinity. You are a trinity. God is a trinity. And if you notice in scripture, when you read in scripture, the trinity is always there. And the trinity of faith is faith, hope, and love. Maybe you heard that before. Maybe you're fully operating in it. But just in case you're not, if you want to have ever-increasing faith victory, you're going to need to operate in all three. Again, I want to report that your faith is impotent, impossible to produce. Faith and hope is like a marriage. A woman can't have a baby by herself. A man can't have a baby by himself. So in the spirit world, your faith can't have a baby without hope. Got it?
Yes.
All right. So there we have it. Knowing how to keep your faith operating with no limits. Knowing how to keep your faith operating with no limits. Listen to this. It's not the quantity of faith. Go back to Luke 17. It's not the quantity of faith you have, but it's the quality of faith you have. See? You can have a whole lot of information, but you're not really fully convinced that God wants you to do this or have this or win this or whatever. And so people think quantity, but it's not quantity, it's quality. See, are you following me? Because he said, you write down our text, what he said in the 17th chapter of Luke. I mean, they're looking for quantity. They're looking for quantity. God said you already got the quality of faith. Every believer already got the quality of faith to make things happen. He said, the apostle said in verse 5, and the apostle said, the Lord increase our faith. See, people think they need more faith. But they need to know what they have. That faith can turn into a lot of things. Matter of fact, we'll look at it in a few minutes. And the Lord said, if you had faith in action, if you put your faith in action and believe what I said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say, release your faith. You know, you got Mark 11:23 right there. Yeah. See, that's a release. Very, very, I said to you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. See, you got to release that faith. You got to release it with confidence. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. But you got to say it. The mountain not going to move unless you say it.
Yes,
and you got to say it in faith. Trust in God, relying on God. He says, the apostle, he said, so y'all don't need no more faith. Why? Romans 12:3. It's the attitude. Go to Romans 12:3. It's the attitude you have at any given moment when you're trying to operate in faith. God have dealt to every man a measure of faith, but look what he said in Romans 12:3. He warned us not to be arrogant, not to be a smart aleck. He said, for I say to the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. That's Satan's trick. That's how he tricked Eve.
That's right.
He told Eve, you can be higher than what you are. She couldn't go no higher. She was next to God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tried the same thing on Jesus. Jesus said, no, you ain't trick me with this. See, Satan always offers you something you already have. And you got to be able to discern it because he's trying to get you off track. Are you following me? Thought the whole world with Eve thinking she was going to get in a better position, and she already was in a position. And what I'm saying to you tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost. What I'm saying to you tonight, in your faith position, there's nothing no higher. Matter of fact, the Lord going to permit me to say something that is shocking. Faith puts you right beside the Messiah.
Yes.
In ability and in power and in strength. Faith is of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And it can turn anything around, anything upside down, anything upright. It's a power, but you've got to be operating in its quality. Not so much as quantity. Look, you notice that he said in Romans 12:3, he give every man, think soberly. He says, think soberly. Don't think high of yourself. Think soberly. Because, see, things can start happening in your life by faith, make you high-minded. And see, now when you're high-minded, you know where you're at, huh? You know how Satan, you know what Satan got kicked out for? Huh? Pride. See, you can accomplish them. You pay all your bills. You're healthy. Boy, you better stay humble. Listen, this is high-minded. But every believer start off with the same measure of faith. Every believer start. So knowing how to keep your faith operating with no limit is not the quantity of faith, it's the quality of faith. Now notice this, and I want you to get this. Holy Spirit, breathe on this. Faith overrules facts with truth. Facts sometimes take you down, you're not going to make it. Faith overrules facts with truth. Yes, only the trinity of faith, hope, and love, can fully release the divinity of faith. Faith is divine. Faith never changes mind. Romans chapter 10, look at Romans chapter 10, verse 8 with me. The message of faith must be heard. Let me say it again, because I got something else I'm going to say to it, but I want to emphasize. The message of faith must be heard. I'll say that one more time. Then I'm going to finish the sentence. The message of faith must be heard and received.
Yes.
But it's not going to do you no good. Then Romans 10, 8. But what says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in our heart, that is the word of faith. So you got to be in the mouth and heart, which we preach. Then you go on to the ninth verse. The measure of faith must be heard and received. Say that with me. The measure of faith must be heard and received. I'm going to add to it now. And released. The ninth verse is that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the same way you confess Jesus, it was faith, the same way you can confess anything else.
Yes.
And shall believe in our heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's how you got saved. Yeah. So the way to operate in faith, don't tell me you don't know how to operate in faith, because you're just telling me you're not saved.
Yes,
you know I do. You know when you accepted Jesus, you know you had to open your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. So the measure of faith must not just be heard, it must be received and released.
Yeah.
And then we read Romans 12:3, but understanding how the measure of faith works. And I'm going to go through three or four different ideas here that you need to see. The muscle of faith. Faith has spiritual muscle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then a long time ago, some 30, 40 years ago, I learned something called mental assent. You think you're operating in faith, but you're just mentally assenting. It's not in your spirit. You're just saying it, but it's not in you. And so people say, well, I prayed and I said and didn't work. Yeah, check and see if you was mental assenting. It really wasn't in the spirit. That's why 2 Corinthians 4:13 tells us about the spirit of faith. Faith carries a spirit, but you can actually mental assent. You can quote the scriptures. You can say the right word, but you're not in the spirit. We all been there. Don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Mental assenting. I remember many years ago I heard about that. And then I wrote this in studying, and I thought about it, mechanical faith. Mechanical, just going through the mold. It's mechanical. You're really not believing, but you're trying to get convinced God to do something you don't believe. God said, you go back and believe and come back to me, and then we'll do it. Because what the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith, impossible, please God. He that cometh, God must believe that he is, and that he's the what? Rewarder, see, of them that diligently seek him. See, a lot of people try to operate in faith, seeking everything else.
Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
Faith don't work like that.
Yeah.
Faith works when you seek God.
Yeah.
He's a rewarder of them that didn't seek him.
Yes,
he's not a rewarder of them who say a lot of stuff. See? Whatever we want God to manifest in our life, it should be to glorify him.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying? Now, maybe it seemed like this teaching is not deep, but just think about how many faith projects you haven't received. You got all the scripture. You see what I'm saying? So I sense in the spirit that the church has to go deeper.
Yes.
Is this mechanical? Or am I mentally ascending? You see what I'm saying? Or am I really in faith? Actually, Jesus taught us miracle faith. It happened every time. If you're operating in faith properly, whatever it takes to make it happen, we got a God that is able,
yes, sir,
to make it happen.
Right.
Uh-huh. Your faith have miracle potentials all the time. If thou can believe, all the limits taken off. Let me give you a few things that brother who pastored the largest church in the world, Oyedepo, Nigerian, isn't he, Leroy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and what a magnificent teacher. He says, faith is a spiritual force which opens humanity to a world of unlimited possibility. Good God Almighty. Faith is a world of no limits.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If you can believe, all things are possible. See, he said it another way. Faith is living in a spiritual world of no limits. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You heard that?
Yes,
yeah, now let it go down now. You see, faith is living in a spiritual world of no limit. Mm-hmm. Quoting the introduction, says, everything answers to faith, and faith answers to God. I love it. I'll give you one or two more of his quotes. Faith is the most potent force in the whole universe. It is the key to everything in the kingdom. Wow. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Faith is the key to everything in the kingdom. Talk about Lazarus been dead 4 days. Faith come got him up. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, my brothers and sisters, also, there's a reminder here the Lord told me to tell you, and I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it. Maturing in faith on purpose. Maturing. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. Maturing in faith on purpose. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. You're bound to thank God always for you. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. Look what he says. As it is meet, because that your faith grows exceedingly. Underline that in your Bible. That your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounding. But I want you to see that term, that it's possible that your faith can grow exceedingly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Then we need to ask ourselves the question now. Is my faith growing? Am I further today than I was last week? Your faith should be growing every day. See, the question was not, oh, Lord, increase our faith, you remember? Huh? But yeah, we saw that God give every man the measure of faith. But that measure of faith that God gave us has no limit. But God's not going to increase it. Who got to increase it? By how? How you going to increase it? By what? By releasing it, by using it. See, don't get in a set pattern with all your church brothers and sisters. You have a personal relationship with God. Spend time with God yourself. You see what I'm saying? And be able to release that faith on another level. Faith levels never run out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God put that kind of faith in me. Hallelujah. A faith with no boundary. What a key. Key to the kingdom. If it's a key to the kingdom, it doesn't lock anything in the world. Lock down anything you need to lock down. Hallelujah. So, learning how to exercise your faith in every situation. Now we read these verses in Mark 11:22 and 2:25. Mark 11:22-25. Have faith in God, he started off, and then he said, very, very, tell you how to release your faith. Jesus answered them, have faith in God, have the God kind of faith. He gave us God gave us his faith. God gave us the same faith that Jesus had. I want to say something else. God gave us the same faith the Holy Ghost had. God gave us the same faith everybody in Hebrews 11 had. And they accomplished something. They quenched fire, stopped lying, opened Red Seas with that same faith you have here, right now, right up in here, in the arrow. Same faith. Took faith to lock the line. If a faith can lock the line, mouth, I can be in a den with lion, he can lock your little mess up. But you got to be using it properly. You see what I'm saying? Mark 11:22-25 is the greatest lesson on faith. It tell you what to say in Mark 11:23-24. It tell you about prayer, therefore I say unto you. And 25, it tell you what blocking you. Go to 25. It tell you what blocking you. What's blocking my faith? See? What's blocking my faith? Unforgiveness. Satan, when you're working on a faith project, Satan's going to send somebody to put you in the law of distraction. You're trying to attract, and he'll put you in the law of distraction. When you stand praying, oh, we know how to stand and pray, right? Forgive. Y'all ever had to forgive anybody anything? You're not through yet. All your life. If you have ought against him, he says, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. So what Satan wanted to be in unforgiveness. Because he knows when we're in unforgiveness, our faith is not really working. See, don't let nobody get in your heart. I don't care what they do. Get them out of there. Don't let them be sitting at the table with you. Get them out from your table. Because if you got them in your heart, they're sitting there eating with you. Don't let that happen. And just that one statement, your faith will take, I'm almost praying in tongue, take leaps and bounds now. Yep. You can't read Mark 11:22-24 and don't read 25. A lot of people trying to do it, but no, you got to make sure you got a clean heart, all right? And that way you know how to exercise your faith muscle in every situation. I wrote this down. Passing Jesus faith master class. Passing the master class of faith. And if you look at one verse, you'll know the story. In Matthew 8:8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. Powerful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. See, you can see if your faith really in gear. G-E-A-R. The next time. See, guess what you quote in scripture doesn't mean your faith in gear. Faith don't work from just the mouth. Faith works from the heart first. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Huh? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You ain't got nothing in there. When you say something, you ain't saying nothing. Empty words. Amen?
Amen.
Now, here's a master class that passed this boy in Matthew 8:8, the centurion, after he had told him all his condition, answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come in my roof, but speak the word only. That's faith, partner. And my servant shall be healed. It happened. It happened. But he undoubtedly had built his faith to that point. You see what I'm saying? You got to let the Holy Spirit help you develop passing Jesus faith masterclass. See, everything you go through or come up to is a faith opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Everything. There's nothing that can stop your faith. Your faith is the key to the kingdom. Yeah, we have them. You might write in your note, I won't go all through it. In Romans 4, I study it all the time. Romans 4, 13 to 21. Here's a model, M-O-D-L, lesson on ever-increasing faith. Promises, grace, hope. Get your eyes off the physical circumstances. All that happened in Romans 4. See? Keep your eyes on him. Huh? Then he said he was not weak in faith, but strong in faith, giving glory to God. Huh?
Yes, sir.
All the facts say it different. You ever been there?
Yeah.
All the facts, all the statistics say it different, but faith says something else.
Yes.
And faith overrule the fact and the statistic in your life.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have some things you got to deal with. You're going to have some days you don't see no way out.
Yeah.
But you're going to have faith.
Yeah.
We walk by faith and not by sight. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Sometimes I believe the Lord permits some things for you to develop your faith. Because suppose our faith wasn't developed at all at this time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Earthquake, fire, all kind of stuff going everywhere. It's so much going on now. You know it's the last day. I mean, it snowed in Africa. Shh. You know, I mean, something's going wrong, man. I mean, there's no snow in Africa. All kind of things going on. So you have to, in the news, ooh, Lord. Lord, Lord. You'd be running down the road, pulling your hair out. No, you got to pull your faith out.
Yeah.
Believe God. I believe God.
I
trust the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. It's so important. You see, it's so important that you just don't go to church. It's so important that you're just not listening. You have to hear and be a doer. When you're hearing a doer, you say the wind can blow, the rain can fall, but the house stood. That's talking about faith. Being a doer. James, you don't only be a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. All right. So when I tell you about, let me go back to that one. Faith will not work in a messy heart. M-E-S-S-Y, heart. Faith will not, that's what I missed to say that in Mark 11, 25. A heart that's messed up, messy, faith can't work in it. And they're keeping your eyes on the faith miracle worker, Jesus. He was a faith miracle worker. The same thing he did, you can do it. Then in Romans 1, 17, making faith marks, M-A-R-K-S, in your life on a daily basis. What I say? Romans 1:17, I tell you that, for there is the right of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live. So there is not a day that is going to go by in your life that you don't need to operate in faith. Don't ever try to go to a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday without faith. Always keep your faith with you because you need it. Why? The just shall live by faith. Making faith marks in your life on a daily basis. Now you see, if you don't hear that clearly, here's another chance to use my faith. See, don't go to crying about the problem. Ooh, why did it happen to me? No, it's another chance to pull a sword of the Spirit out and use my faith. Then he says, above all, taking the shield of faith that quenches all the fire darts of the wicked one. Do I have my shield out? Something called, do I have my shield out? See, and the sword don't work without the shield because you're kind of getting hit, but the shield blocks the enemy. Then you can use the sword. And you can't really, I'll say this when somebody's going to write me something, I'll say something stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway. The power of keeping your faith mask on all the time. We've been wearing a mask. Just come and wear these physical masks. Now, we've been wearing a mask. Faith is a mask. Faith protects us. Thank God for faith. Thank God, yeah. You don't know how many things God have kept off of you already. I don't know how many things God have kept off of me already, you know, by operating in faith. Thank God for faith. Now, here's I made a statement to you. I'll make it again to you. But your faith has to be empowered to the finished work of Christ on the cross. See, faith, spelled F-A-I-T-H, finished F-I-N-I-S-H, but they're the same. They're the same word. Faith finished. You see what I'm saying? If you, in John 19:30, turn there. John 19:30. If your faith there is finished, even when you began, even when you speak it, even when you say it, even when you pray it, it's already finished. Yes, sir. See? Because Jesus said it is finished. So if my faith in the finished work of Christ, now I go to the cross, I come to the resurrection, I come to the ascension, I come to the seated position, I come to the center of the Holy Spirit, all in one. That's the finish. It's the whole total totality of the finished work. So it is finished. So when I'm believing right, when everything don't look right, I still know it's finished. Because my faith operate in finishing power. Let's say it another way. My faith operate in divine finishing power. Or let me say it another way. My faith operate in miracle finishing power. Do you see it? Yeah. My faith is not trying to get somewhere. That's why I say now faith. It's not trying to get somewhere. It's there. I mean, my faith, there's no fence, no wall, no sickness, no attack that can stop my faith. You have to know that because the war is on. I tell you right now, the war is on. Now I feel sorry for people sitting up in the church and getting no information, getting no revelation, just getting information. Yeah. You need to know there's nothing can stop your faith. Yeah. There's nothing bigger than faith. The devil don't have a weapon that can handle faith. Yes, sir. He just don't want you to know about faith, how powerful you are Because the faith of God is on the inside of you. Faith said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Faith said, he'll direct your path. I don't know what faith said. But you got to attend to the word. See, for it to work that way. But the finished work of Christ. And then I wrote, understanding the faithfulness of God. He is faithful. God is faithful.
Yes, sir.
When your faith knows that, your faith starts dancing, man. Because God is faithful. He'll never let you down. Are you following me? He's always there. And he's always able to carry it out.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the three Hebrew boys said, no, we ain't serving your God. Our God is able. Doors in the farm. Man, that sounds like foolishness, you know? And that, oh my, now I'm really getting drove. Oh my God. The same thing happened to the Hebrew boy is happening in the world right now. And more to come. The world system will want to direct the church. Pastors are going to have to stand up.
Amen.
And tell the members, follow the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, do it. If the Holy Ghost don't tell you to do something, don't do it.
Amen.
Boy, I said, we're not bowing to your God. This world going to try to make the church bow to it. And some bowing already. Telling the world, have mercy on us. That's crazy, man. Well, please, sir, have mercy, world. You got the word in you. You understand? Yeah. You're going to have some condemnation and all that stuff, but make sure you stand on the word. God is faithful. I know God faithful. How many of y'all know God faithful? How many of y'all can say hallelujah on that?
Hallelujah.
I know God will take care of me. You? I praise his name. You? I thank you for all he already have done. Because God have done some things for you you don't know about. There were some things supposed to happen to you and me, but they didn't happen because God protected us. I know that. My myself question, I've been in two major wrecks. I'm supposed to be dead. Come out with not one scratch. Major. Caught an old two or three times with me at one time. The lady said, I bleed dead. I kicked that one out. I was half drunk, you know. I kicked that one out. I said, no, I ain't dead. Yeah, she thought I was dead. Now, my faith must operate in the favor of God. My faith, I'm going to give you a well-known scripture, but you're going to see it. My faith must operate in the favor of God. Favor is an exchange word for what?
Grace.
Thank you. Grace. So my faith must operate in the grace of God. In other words, all right, now, in Galatians 2:20 and 21, say, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see that? You see that living? See what it said? My faith operate in grace. My faith operate in something already paid for. My faith operate in something already done for me. And the 21st verse said, now, because of that, I do not frustrate the grace of God. See? If you don't know that, your faith will frustrate the grace. Because grace saying it's finished. And you know what, my brothers and sisters? You got to die daily to operate in faith. Because, you know, we got so many good ideals come up. Well, we can do it this way. I've seen people. We can do it that way. I just sit and look at them. God wanted me to use their faith. They were trying to use some facts and track that they... I tell you, I came here today, and I walk around the church with a book I was reading. And Bernard and Leroy Jr. are working on the generator. The church on a generator now, you know, because there's no electricity here. Generator had shut down. Shouldn't happen, but it shut down. Run out of diesel, and then he had a crime to get back up. So Leroy and been all just a wagon. They put diesel in, and they pushing it, pulling filters out. I said, y'all just put diesel in there? I said, y'all ain't put no fade in it? Leroy said, no, we just put diesel in it. In a little while, they had it running. I knew what they did. They mechanically went to work it on it and never asked for no release, no fade. This thing gonna run. You been there. We all been there. Put everything I had in it but faith. Try to make it work. Don't let that happen to you no more. Leroy looked back at me and said, no, we just put diesel in there. Well, put some faith in there. Always keep faith in every situation. Hallelujah. And then when the Lord said this to me, I know it was for this hour. My faith must produce and partake of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, temperance, meekness, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith. My Galatians 5, 22 and 23, my faith must produce and partake of the fruit of the Spirit. If the fruit of the Spirit is not growing in your faith is not working properly. So there's love, there's joy. Faith need to have joy. Faith need to dance when everything's going wrong. Faith say, do you trust me? See? Huh? Faith says, James 1 said, count it all joy.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can't do that without faith. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That man, when he was asking Jesus about his son, he said, I got faith, but I don't want to be double-minded. I got some unbelief too. Help me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my faith not only need to operate in the favor of God, but my faith need to be growing fruit. Everybody ought to have some joy every now and then. Don't care what's going on. Make yourself have some joy. Joy is part of the kingdom of God. The Bible talks about joy unspeakable and full of glory. We're not talking about normal, natural music playing joy. We're talking about joy when the storm going on. Hallelujah. These people in Louisiana don't know why. A bunch of them didn't die. A bunch of them was supposed to die. But they had blood-bought people. Not just this church.
Yep.
People speaking the blood, speaking the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Anybody, I had an oak tree fell in my front yard. Anybody can get another oak tree. I ain't think about that oak tree. Just don't come up my house. Just don't come up my house.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do, come up in your house and blow your bed out of the house.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do. Because the eye was headed dead toward us. You got all motion and start turning. But the Lord said, choke it with the blood.
Yes.
I mean, man, what?
Yes.
That's part of the tongue. What if you'd have had the real, it wouldn't know tongue?
Yes.
Christian wanted to handle this thing.
Yes.
And then developing my faith in the kingdom of God first anointed. Let me say it again because it's developing my faith in the kingdom of God first anointing. That's a new anointing. That's an anointing that the kingdom of God is first. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things. But developing my faith in the kingdom of God first anointing. See, when a person got the kingdom of God first, their faith worked. See. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. See, now what a booster to your faith. See, you see, I'd go back to Hebrews 11:6 now. You know that? Without faith, it's impossible for he that come to God must believe that he is, and he's a reward of them that just seek him. And so when you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you're seeking him. So So I want you to hear what I'm saying, because I want that impartation to go over to you tonight. Developing my faith in the kingdom of God, first anointing. In other words, in my faith, the kingdom of God is going to be first. Then, my brothers and sisters, here we see knowing how to fight the good fight of faith. Watch the next word. Prophetically. I want to show you this. Knowing how to fight the good fight of faith prophetically. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me try to get some spirit up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise is the holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're teaching us. Glory to God. I know I'm going to need it. Now listen, because I'm about to show you something, and it war. I'm about to end a war in your life. I'm about to end a war in your life right now. Knowing how to fight the good fight of faith, how? Prophetically, right? Look at Ephesians 6:12. Watch something. Now. Watch what happened here. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power. All right, against. Against the ruler of darkness of the world, against. You see it?
Yes,
yeah, I see against 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in there. Or 5 times. Against spiritual wickedness in high place, right? Huh? Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, go to Ephesians 1 now. 19. The enemies that he's talking about fighting against is already defeated.
Yeah.
But you got to be in the right position in your life.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit. Look what it says now. What is the exceeding great of his power to us who believe according to the work of his mighty power? Go ahead now, watch. Go to the next verse. What he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Christ risen, right?
Yes.
And set him on the right hand in heaven place. And watch what happened. Watch what happened to the principality.
Good.
See, people fight, they're fighting the demon war. Yeah, they got to fight. Listen. The principality that he's talking about, look, when Christ rose from the dead, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but that in which you come. So Ephesians 6:12 don't mean you got to wrestle with the devil. It's just letting you know he's there. But it already told you about the power of the resurrection, and you're actually operating in resurrected faith. There's no faith at all. So when you operate in that type of faith, the enemy don't stand a chance. So you can stop all that stuff in your life, stop all that worrying about what the devil doing. He's doing what you let him do. He's stealing, killing, destroying when you let him steal and kill and destroy. You're supposed to have abundant life, and faith will cause your life to be abundant. Well, you remember I read about that man in Mark 9, 23, 24, said, Lord, I believe, but help my belief, help my unbelief. Faith must choke the doubt you have put in the situation. Faith must choke the doubt that you have put in the situation. Doubt has to be erased for faith to show its face. Doubt has to be erased. Let me say another way about faith. The mysteries, listen carefully, and masteries of faith. Faith is the master key of the kingdom. We got ever increasing faith. We talked about it. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now go back to Luke. We'll close. Go back to Luke 17. We'll go right over our verses now. 17:5. And we're talking about ever-increasing faith victory. These disciples asked the Lord to increase their faith. And the Lord said, the way you increase your faith is release it. Every test and trial come to you on a certain level. How you handle it gonna determine how you're gonna handle the next level. I know that portion. All right. When you learn how to operate in faith, doubt will come from the outside, but you've got faith on the inside, and you got to learn what side you're gonna stand on. You're always gonna have the doubt come. You're always gonna come because you're looking at something not working. Are you following me? But faith from the inside says I'm trusting God.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be like this always.
Yes, sir.
My faith don't change it. I'm changing this with my faith. Whatever I'm dealing with now, I'm changing with my faith. And whatever I desire, I'm taking it with my faith.
Yes,
you're powerful enough to do that.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
you are powerful enough to do that. He said, an apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. See, that was a rookie question from an apostle. Lord said, I can't increase your faith. What? The Lord said, I can't increase your faith. Only you, as your apostle, as your pastor, but since I love you, I can't increase your faith. Only you can increase your faith. All right, let me increase your muscle. You know, I'm gonna work out for you. And somebody jump on you in the alley. See, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So on it, Jesus, this text is revealing to us that only you can increase your faith. Then they tell you how. That right there in Luke 7:17-6. If you had faith in action. It don't have to be bigger than a grain of mustard seed. I just need some faith. I'll expand it if you put it out there. So sometimes you got a situation you don't feel like saying nothing. And like it's invalid for you to say something. Say something. Speak to it. Talk to it more than one time. Say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. Just keep saying, no, I believe God. Put a scripture on it. Thus said the Lord. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
We let up too fast.
Yes, sir.
You can't be making them little confession, writing them on the wall and all that stuff. You just think got to be in you. They're on the wall and saying that Satan read it too. But when it starts coming out of the inside of you, what? What? Don't let Satan make you sad. Don't be sad if things not going right. Don't be sad. Force yourself to laugh. Force yourself to smile. Yeah, don't get sad. Sad and mad. He loved that. He get you sad and get you mad. Don't let him do it. Use your faith. Are you listening to me? And don't forget what we said about 1 Corinthians 13:13. It's a powerful revelation. Faith, hope, and love, they are the trinity of divinity. They release the Holy Ghost. They release God, they release Jesus, and they release the Holy Ghost. It's just a trinity. And what I studied and what I've seen, a lot of people trying to operate in faith without hope. And Lord God, don't try to operate in faith without love. But the Bible says faith which worketh by love. Huh? Look what it says in Romans 5:5. And hope makes not ashamed. In other words, hope will make you ashamed.
Why?
And hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in your head, in your heart, by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. So it's the faith is you and the Holy Ghost are fair. The Holy Ghost has to operate with you for your faith to function properly. Faith is a spiritual action. It's not scientific. It's not intellectual. It's spiritual. Things in the Bible, the spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13. It's the spirit of faith. It's seeing things you can't see with your eye.
Yes, sir.
knowing things you can't know with your natural mind. See? So you shouldn't ever lose. You should never fear defeat. If you fear defeat, check it. Check it out. You got some doubt in there somewhere. Take faith and drive that doubt out. Let me close. You must hear it tonight, what you heard tonight. You must receive it now. See, some of us have become spiritual giants. And the slingshot taking us out. Are you following me? No. We won't be the slingshot. See, that's why I tell people one of the marks that I've understood in my life is that I know how to use the slingshot because I know of my infirmity. And you, if you crazy enough to use a slingshot standing before a giant 9 feet 6, and you think that slingshot gonna knock him out, you in trouble. But when you know you got divine backup, that slingshot was David's faith, and Goliath don't even know what hit him. That's the way it's going to be with your situation. You're going to be using that slingshot, and the slingshot seems so insignificant. I remember when we started this church, it seemed so insignificant. They'd laugh, pass by, blow their horn, laugh. All of a sudden, we were gone. We were all over the world. And so that's the way faith is. Every step you take, make it a step of faith.
Yes, sir.
For healing, for finances, for relationship, whatever it may be. Whatever come up, this one lesson, my wife always said, this one lesson, not a whole lot of emotion, not a whole lot of jumping, but if you go over this lesson and you really need to use your faith, brother, sister, you're going to be somebody. Because it's because they got so much power in it.
Yeah.
Well, what about now when you're on a faith project, per se, and have to use your faith, you say, wait a minute now, I got to make sure my hope in place.
Yeah.
I got to make sure my what? Love is in place. Hold on, I'll be right back. I'm going to repent.
Yeah.
See, because Satan knows when you come with unforgiveness in your heart, or come with no hope. See, hope grab the future, and bring it in, and faith bring it in the present. See, hope go out in the future, and faith jump on his back. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
It got to happen. Say it.
It got to happen.
When you use your faith properly, it has to happen. Do y'all?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what we're talking about? We're talking about ever-increasing faith victory.
Yes.
Now, I want you to write 4 words down. They're going to emphasize that. I just ever-increased faith victory. They probably put it on TV like that, but I'm going to give you comments to me now. Ever-increasing faith victory. Comments to me now. Ever-increasing faith victory. Comments. To me now. I never said that before. You never said it before. But we'll say it now.
Yes, sir.
Say it again. Ever increasing faith victory comes to me now. I see some of y'all on screen and ain't said nothing. What the matter? Y'all got their mouth stuck on screen or what? What, it froze?
She
the lady to the right froze?
Yeah.
Huh? I know, because she don't sit up there like that. Y'all couldn't get her unfroze? I've been watching all night. That's my daughter. She would be moving around, and she sat there and been looking at me all night. I said, what is up? That's what it is, huh?
Yeah, it's frozen.
Frozen. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I wiped all the while I was preaching. Not. What's the matter? She's just She said, you ain't saying nothing. And I know that's not how mad she is. I said, what the man is God always praying and it's going to back me up. It's going praise God. I'll sleep better tonight. I know. I thought something. I said, Lord, I'll start praying for us. Man, my daughter there. What's the matter with her? She's stiff. All right, y'all, put that lesson to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, son. Come on. I'm gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Put it to work. Put it to work.